It's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey is on the line with us, senior editor at CNET. Bridget, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
I want to talk about the Roomba. I've heard about this vacuum that pretty much is like a little mini vacuuming robot. It goes around your house. You can also get one that washes your floors. Does it really work?
It's adorable. What does it work? I mean, we have a team that actually puts them to the test in terms of like putting hair and Cheerios and all sorts of things on the floor and really compares them. There's also one called the Neato. It's less known, but at the same time, it's actually better sometimes and it's a little bit less expensive. But yeah, these robots work in terms of just if you're someone who wants to keep your floors, you know, clean, you don't want to vacuum all the time, you might have to do some of your own detail work. But everyone's talking about the Roomba today because of some kind of creepy news that came out about them.
What is the creepy news?
I feel like in tech everything gets creepy when we talk about data.
Yeah.
People don't realize that what the Roomba does is that it actually uses lasers to kind of scan and learn your floor, so it's not ramming into your furniture all the time and making marks. But because it's learning the map layout of your floor, the company Roomba says, you know what, we want to sell that data, that like layout of your floor, to companies that make smart home devices like Amazon and its Echo or Apple and its smart speaker or Google. We want to sell your floor map essentially so that they can make their smart devices even more efficient to know if, I don't know, someone's walking in a certain room or not, so it kind of can know the layout of your home. You put that together, people go, wait, you actually know what my house layout is? You're going to sell my information? And so people kind of forget how much information tech companies have, and they go, hey, we'll ask for permission first. But what you would probably get is some pop-up to say, can our mapping data, be shared with, or be sent over? And you kind of go, yeah, but you're not really thinking through, like, that maybe your mapping data is being sent to, like, a whole other company that you didn't even realize was tied into your Roomba.
What's the worst-case scenario, though? What could they do with this information?
All right, you want to get dark?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, let's get dark. Worst-case scenario is that they're not just selling it to companies you trust like Google. They're selling it to any third party who wants to be a startup. And that third party wannabe smart home isn't so, good with their security.
Yeah.
And now the layout of your home is in the wrong hands. And they also can tell when you're home, when you're not home because of your scheduled cleanings. So, the more detail you leak out there, the easier it is to map a picture of your life and when you're not home. And when to break in, exactly, where to get your most valuable stuff, maybe. I can get pretty dark if someone's really after your stuff. I mean, people might roll their eyes listening to this going, okay, who's really going to look for the blueprint of my house when they could just, break a window in
right.
and get it? It's true. There's more efficient ways to steal your TV than trying to hack a Roomba.
Right.
But it once again just kind of eats away at the feeling that, who cares about who has what on us. This actually kind of relates to another story I wanted to talk to you guys about. I don't know if you heard about this in the news, how a Wisconsin company offered their employees the ability to have RFID chips put under their skin.
I heard about this.
Yeah, they were kind of
Wendy has a chip on her shoulder. Did you know that, Bridget?
Yeah, but that's easier to remove. All right. First of all, RFID. Just go. I don't. I saw this, but I'm confused about all of it. What is that?
It's just a technology that can save certain bits of information, like your payment. So you want to pay really quick at the vending machine at work. Just tap your finger with the chip inside, and suddenly the chip whatever just kind of has your payment information. Or you need to get into a door instead of carrying your card key to get access to the front of your office. Maybe that RFID chip has that in there. So RFID chips are in a lot of things. They're even in those Disney bands that they now use for their tickets in Florida. So it has information stored on it. And these employees were giddy and they jumped at the chance. Most of them all volunteered and said, yes, we want it. It was voluntary, you know, but still they were jumping at the chance to be a part of the future. They even said in some of the quotes from the New York Times, they said, you know, I think people are going to not care so much. It's not going to seem as creepy in the future. I want to be a part of this movement. It'll be easy, you know. What people aren't thinking about, though, is that when you start allowing something like this, you don't know what that data is going to be used for later. So,
what if
like
you take a sick day and you're at the Cubs game? I mean,
they
you
can
know,
look it up.
I don't know. Can it?
Yeah, in this case, the company goes, "We're not tracking your location
right.
with GPS, but who's to say that whatever's like, are you going to know exactly what's in that ship so that later on that they couldn't expand the kind of abilities it has? So these are things to think about when you start hearing about this. Sure, maybe they're totally legit in this one example and they only are able to do like a card key and your payment information. But, you know, who's to say that can't be used, you know, in a wider scope later and they can tell how long you're in the bathroom and, you know, Like there are other ways to track you. Your phone has a lot of information. You carry that everywhere. You know, there are, you know, a company can make you download an app on your phone that tracks you. You know, I don't mean to be kind of, you know, dismissive of everything here, but if you start feeling okay about, you know, chips, of course you don't care about your Roomba selling your information.
Right.
And we're eating away at that feeling of like, you know, does our privacy matter? Everyone's got it on us anyways, you know. So I just feel like you need to still have these conversations. Still ask the companies to prove why they're secure, you know. Don't take everything for granted.
Bridget, I know how much you love Disney. I met this woman who's involved in the tech world, and they helped develop the Fast Pass at Disney. And she said one of the reasons behind the Fast Pass wasn't so much to get people on rides faster and more efficiently, but it was because they wanted to be able to track if kids were missing inside the park. They knew that kid would have a fast pass on them, and they could find that kid in a matter of seconds. How about that?
You don't think about that extra thing. Yeah. I mean, they're able – that makes a lot of sense, and I never thought about the missing part.
Yeah.
They are able to tell when you're – they have certain restaurants where they can tell where you're seated when you order your food, so the waiter knows where to deliver your food.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they have those sensors in other places. You think they only have it in the restaurant, you know, you're kidding yourself, right?
Right.
They can tell, they can kind of track, all right, where are the crowds going? Should we put something in this area? Because, you know, in the beginning of the day, everyone's going in this section. So it's all for planning purposes too. And yet, you know, we happily pay our tickets and go because we want to see Mickey.
We used to, there's a food chain here, Jewel Foods, and they used to have these things called Jewel Preferred Cards. And my brother told me how he read about how Jewel uses it to track your journey throughout each store. Like they know where you go first, where you go next, where you go next. So they can make, better presentations on end caps or put more prevalent foods in certain areas of the store. I never even thought about that. I thought, again, it's just to save you 50 cents on toothpaste. But they were using it for marketing purposes.
Your apps are doing that, too. I mean, I get alerts the other day. The CVS Pharmacy app was using my location in the background, and Apple alerted me. I'm like, yeah, why? I'm not even, like, why would I need this in the background? And it said to be able to, know, like, service you better when you're in the store. I'm like, it's a freaking pharmacy. I'm just going to get some paper towels and, you know, whatever. Like, I don't need to be serviced better what aisle I'm going in. But everyone's looking to get more data to, you know, be more efficient with selling you stuff. Yeah.
All right. All of a sudden, Bill Leff is looking like a genius.
I am a genius.
He doesn't have any apps because he doesn't know how to use his stupid Windows phone. But you're
I'll
looking
live longer because of it.
I guess. And it's radio frequency ID. That's what RFID is. And another thing that the Simpsons has predicted, like Donald Trump being president, the Rolling Stones still performing in old age, and little Maggie who goes, you know, the chip is red.
Scanner.
Yeah. See, yeah. It's all coming true, Bridget.
Yep.
Bridget, thanks so much. A lot of crazy stuff in the world of tech. It's Bridget Carey, everybody, from CNET. Go to CNET.com. All the information is there. Thanks, Bridget. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right,
thanks.
We'll take a quick break. And then something that an actor / comic said that I find outrageous. I will share that with you after the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.